excited to be here, and we want to thank you so much for having us. We just moved to KLC on the 15th, and I'm telling you, we had never been across Canada before, and it was quite a ride. Through Montreal and the whole deal in our little Maxima. Anyway, thank you so much for having us. It's just a privilege for us, and we're so looking forward to getting to know you all. And I thought it was very fitting what Pastor Nelson was saying. One of the songs that I picked for today is actually one that everyone likely knows, Amazing Grace. And I just wrote down, Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." And don't want to get emotional. That is why we came across Canada. Our love for God and kids and camp. And we just feel like, I don't know if you've ever heard anybody say, "I can't believe I get paid to do this job," because you just love it so much. And that's how Tim and I feel. So I'm going to go ahead and sing this, and we'll yap more later.
Now I'm found. little girl, just 5 years old, sun shining on her face, with a daisy in her hair. She walks through the fields of hay, hanging on to her grandma's every word. As she points to every flower, tree, and bird, this little girl, all grown up now, having babies of her own, gets a call one day from her sweet grandma saying, "My, your boys have grown." She says, "Dear, I know you're tired, and these days will go by fast. Cherish every moment with your little ones while they last." So this grown up hangs up the phone and gives her little boys a hug. She said, "Your great grandma wants you to know you're loved. Memories are so precious, the things my grandma taught me, and how she always knew just what to say. This grown up girl holds her grandma's hand. Time should never have begun, but even in her weakness, she shows all the love she can. As she softly squeezes my hand, it would be see those loving eyes, but I knew right then she'd be dancing free with Jesus by her side.
Thank you, Shelley. We'll just turn it over to Tim and Shelley now. You have their bios on the table there, and they're going to tell us a little bit more about their life story.
John, thank you so much for the invite. This is amazing. I gotta say, technical dip. Here we go. All right, let's start this again. So my name is Tim, and this is my beautiful wife, Shelley, and we're from Fredericton, New Brunswick. And I gotta say, when God tells you to do something crazy, like move to a place you've never even heard of, Katepwa, I couldn't even say it right for months and months and months, he just keeps a nagging, lingering something in your spirit that you just can't ignore. And I am so, so thankful that we listen to what his gentle, nonstop leading, and that we're here now. We're so excited to be here and to be the directors at Katepwa Lake Camp. I'm going to call it KLC because it's a lot easier for me. Bear with me. We're told that we actually have an accent of sorts. So if I say Saskatchewan instead of Saskatchewan, I guess that's one of the ones I'm getting wrong here. So bear with me, okay? Yeah. We'll get it figured out pretty quick. We have two sons, Caleb and Noah. And one of the most difficult things of moving to Saskatchewan is this parting of this emptiness scenario that we're having here. So Noah actually decided to stay a Maritimer for a little bit longer, and Caleb's with us, and he's so excited to be at camp. We've explored some of the 160 plus acres there. We've seen so many new birds and tracks, and we're just really excited to see what's going to happen this summer. Now, I'm going to warn every single one of you, if when I start talking about camp ministry, I can talk for 3 hours nonstop without breathing. So I'm not going to do that this time. We've got some very, very select notes. We want to share just more about ourselves and so you guys can get to know us. We've got to know some very interesting characters already. I've got a bossy Bonnie and a Randy over there that have been, I guess, amazing role models at the camp, and I'm so glad you guys are here. I've met an amazing Marilyn that's been an amazing supporter. We've got Merv, we've got Colin, we've got Dana, we've got Sarah, we've got an amazing amount of people, and we are, I guess, one of the things that we talked about long before we took this crazy journey across this amazing country was that this camp has such a rich history. It has so many amazing memories, and we take that very seriously. We realize that this camp, God's not even close to being finished with KLC, and we get to be a part of something we absolutely love doing. We love kids. We love the camp experience that we can get to share. Share this with a brand new group of people, and we're really excited about it. I grew up. I'm just gonna keep going. Is that good? All right. Go on. It's terrible. I can't. You got a mic now? Look at it. Now, I grew up going to a camp called Green Hill Lake Camp, and just outside Fredericton, New Brunswick. And I'll be really honest. My first camp experience was terrible. Absolutely. So the fact that I am, we went into camp ministry for a few years is. It's just God has an amazing sense of humor. But one thing I learned about Green Hill Lake Camp is when you have a full-time director that's absolutely dedicated to God's leading it and to a kid-valued camp experience, that the camp just changes. You can't help but be excited about it. Mm-hmm. You know, when we invite God to come to camp and say, God, we want your presence to be felt. As soon as you drive down that crazy, muddy, rickety road. Yeah. I can tell you, ask me sometimes about our experience with this camp road, and it's springtime, it's been amazing, so, yeah. I don't know how I got that four-wheel drive truck stuck, but I did, so, it's Maritimers, eh? But, you know, but when we invite God's presence to the camp, we've just seen amazing things happen, and, I guess the last thing I'll say at this point is Our last camp, it was the initials are MBBC. It was in Merrimack Machine, New Brunswick, and we had a unique experience of having a free camp. So we had 10 weeks of camp, and not one person had to pay registration. And so we were, and no one's ever done this before. We asked several camps, how do you do this? And it was never done before. And we were going off the cuff quite a bit, trying to make this very special. We had borrowed everything. We had nothing, you know, from archeries, canoes, to everything. It was quite a unique experience. One that I don't think I'd like to do a second time, except for the fact that because it was a free camp, we had kids come outside of the church. Like, there was very few kids that came from the church, because we went on Facebook and social media. You say free camp, you know, it's people start signing up really quick. And so we had so many, and you might want to share this after, I'm not sure. We had so many people that never even heard that Jesus loved them. Never. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the church. I grew up hearing it all the time, to the point it's like, yeah, I get it. Like, just, you know, and it became normal. Like, yeah, Jesus loves me, and you lost the wonder of it. You lost the power that Jesus loves you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when you get to see that again for the first time, I can't stop thinking about those kids. Mm-hmm. And you may have to rescue me. it's just an amazing thing. And that sold us on the aspect that camp ministry is definitely something that we want to continue to do. And it was an amazing experience. And I'm certain there's going to be that one boy, that one girl there that this summer that's going to steal our hearts, and we're going to think of them as that one that this is the whole reason why we've done all of this. Mm-hmm. So you know, that's just a brief overview for me of how we got here so far. There's a little bit more to share after, but I better let her have a chance at this.
Like Tim was, I'm a little shorter, sorry. Like Tim was sharing, one of the most amazing experiences for us was we had the opportunity to reach out to social workers. Because it was a free camp, it gave the opportunity for kids to come that would never normally have the opportunity to come. And for us, as Tim was sharing, because we grew up in the church, I mean, for us, it was just common knowledge. Jesus loves me, you know? And so for me, it was such a learning experience to see that, oh my goodness, they have never heard about Jesus. How is that possible? Like, when you grow up in the church, it literally blew my mind. That they didn't know who Jesus was. And this is the amazing opportunity that camp provides. You know, we have two sons, 17 and 19, as Tim was sharing. And, you know, I look at the pressures and the stresses that the kids growing up in this generation deal with, that even when Tim and I, in our 40s now, we didn't have to deal with, you know. And so to be able to have an extension of the church, which is how we feel KLC is, to have an extension of the church where they can come and they feel accepted in a fun and safe environment, and then to have watched some of these kids' lives literally changed for the better. You know, there was a story, one boy came and he was coming through social services, and he had a very, very difficult life. You know, things that I honestly can't understand. And I remember the first week, we were thinking, oh my goodness, how do you deal with this? This is new. But he was going around talking about violently wanting to hurt his own mom. And for Tim and I, you know, in the beginning you're thinking, oh dear, is this something that, you know, we're going to have to send someone home, or, you know, how is this going to go? And the crazy thing was, is that by the end of that week, that same boy completely changed. God literally transformed his life. And it still to this day, it gets me emotional, because I realized then the impact is so great and it is so important. So for Tim and I, you know, we're kind of more the parent generation at this stage of our life. And, you know, of course, safety and all of these things as a parent, that's really important at camp as well. But the number one thing is exactly what John had shared earlier. You know, we are here to tell kids about the love of Jesus. And we're so excited that we have this opportunity.
It's so hard. We had some very detailed notes, and they're just gone. So they're very good. So I'm going to just try to switch gears just a little bit here. And I'm going to, you can tell that we're both kind of emotional about camp, because it's something that I think you only get to see once or twice in your lifetime, something so powerful. When you know that God is part of something, and he really wants you to be part of it. Like, you know, and you can even fight him on it, and he still really wants to be part of it. Like, I have no skill set at all to make me qualified to be good at this on my own. I don't. I'm a hard worker, and that's it. But God continually shows up and shows off, you know, and we're just really excited to see what's going to be happening this summer and in the summers to come. But to go back, one of my largest role models, my actual childhood hero, would have been my grandfather. I called him Grampy, so I'll probably call him Grampy now. So he passed away when I was 19, but for 19 years, this guy was 5 foot tall, 100 pounds, soaking wet. He joined World War II when he was 16 because he wanted to lie and go to his brothers. But my entire life, he was a hero to me, not because of anything else except that he constantly showed kindness. Like, he exuded all the things that I saw, that I read in the Bible, going to a small little country Baptist church. And I kept on thinking, how can this guy constantly... He rarely had two pennies to rub together, but he always somehow had a $5 bill in his breast pocket. He wore suspenders, and there wouldn't be a time that we didn't go to the gas station or something that $5 bill would go away to somebody else. And I think of what my grandpa taught me, and the reason why he's my hero is because I wanted to be so much like him. I wanted to show kindness. He showed that. My goodness, what is with you people? I'm getting all emotional. Yeah, so many kind faces coming back. I can't concentrate. Oh. All right. Anyway, with Grampy, he showed value in life. He was towards the end of his life, he was quite sick. He was in the hospital all the time, but he showed me day in and day out that life is precious. Life is valuable. It didn't matter where you came from, you know, it didn't even matter where you were planning to go, that today was precious, and today you had a chance to do something really special. It had nothing to do with money, it had nothing to do with position, wherever you were, and he touched so many lives just by being himself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think of him when I get to speak to someone. There's not many people getting older than us. Like, we're aimed at where we are usually the oldest people in the room by far. So it's great that we get to do this. And I think of him all the time when I get to meet other people. And he really has helped shape my life. One of the things, I guess, that when I speak about Grampy is his legacy continues to live because he taught me some core values early on in life. And we're excited to do the exact same thing at camp. The nice thing about camp is that you have one full week of immersion. you know, you can't get away from those cabin, you know, your kids when you're in the cabin. You just can't, you know, and the cabins, kids can't get away from each other. And usually they bond in such a strong bond. Mm-hmm. And Shelley has a story about that later. That's really, really precious. That lasts for years and years and years and years. And, you know, camp ministry to us is all those things that we've talked about and so much more. And as I said, I could speak for, what, 3 hours? 2.5 hours? Yeah, who has to feed the meter? Yeah. So anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that, and I'll let you go from here.
Okay. When Pastor Nelson asked us to come, he had mentioned, you know, it'd be nice for us to share just a little bit about ourselves. So one of the things, I like to share this, simply because it points to God and how great He is. I was adopted, and I was just a baby when I was adopted. And so when I was 19, I got to meet my birth mother. And it's a really neat thing because she was a Christian as well, and we're actually very close to this day. But the reason I share that is when I met her, she had shared with me that it was actually through a very difficult situation that I was conceived. It was through a violent act. And the doctor at the time had said to her, listen, you know, it would be completely understandable if you want to abort the baby. And but she grew up in a Christian home. And for her, it was, no, there's no way. And she was only 17 years old, which is the age of my youngest son. So that puts it into perspective for me even more so now. So she kept me, but she felt to give me up for adoption so that I would, you know, have what she wanted to provide. And her mother is also a very strong Christian woman. And all those years she knew about me and she prayed for me. And I just so often am amazed at how God has a purpose for your life. You can be coming from a situation that is seemingly horrible, but God always turns it around and he turns it into something that he can use for his glory. And so I share that with you today because each person that is coming to camp, they've got their own story, you know? They've got their own situation that they're coming from that we have no idea as directors of the camp or the staff. And so for us, we just want them to feel accepted and loved so much. Our prayer through KLC is that, you know, God is going to raise up leaders, you know, the next generation of leaders. It's, you know, sometimes we can think, oh, camp, it's just a fun getaway, break for the parents, you know, all that kind of stuff. But this is life-changing stuff. It truly is. And that's what gets us so excited. I just wanted to share this scripture verse with you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And that is for every single person that comes. Go ahead.
She's all over the place.
I am.
All right.
Yep.
Sword, guys. All right. I guess to more or less start to sum up, if I can try to start to sum up, KLC to us is not just about kids. It definitely is about every single camper that comes, but we realized right from the get-go that every single generation, and we do mean every single generation, has played a part either already or to come. In making KLC what it is right today. And I have learned so many things. I talked about my grandpa, but every single time we go to a different place, I get to talk to different, I get gravitated to men that are older than me. I love the stories, and you know, older I get, I seem to repeat my own stories, which is terrible. But I love listening to these stories, but I also realize that there is so much knowledge out there that I just want to have. Neil Sundin, I think almost probably everyone in this room may know Neil Sundin. Is there anyone that does not know Neil Sundin? That's what I thought. Neil Sundin has been so instrumental in getting us water and getting us up and down the road and helping us drain it. He's been fantastic to deal with, but Neil Sundin has so much knowledge. And there's so many people like that out there, and I get to glean that knowledge from him. And you know, there's a gentleman we met when we were here on March 12th at Argyle Road, Arnold yes. F. And I don't know if anyone knows Arnold or not, but I can't wait to sit down and talk to Arnold F. Because Arnold F. knows where every single nail is at KLC. So I'm going to hold him to that, and I'm going to find out how to make this camp even more special. But you know, if you guys think, you know, and I don't know anybody here before, you know, this week, you know, we know very few people at all, you know, if you think that you don't have any place at camp, I guarantee you, I can find you a spot, you know, I guarantee you, so challenge me, I dare you. And but you know, one of the things that I know we need, first and foremost, and I believe actually is already happening here, just by the looks on your faces, is prayer. Like, we won't go a step without prayer. And we can have a fun experience, we can put on a really good show, but it's worthless, it's useless. I truly believe that, and I just don't want to be part of it. So if you guys would just, when you think of us, just pray. God has some amazing plans for KLC. And you know, and if we get to be part of it, we're super excited about that. If, you know, but that also means that you guys get to be part of it. You know, there is not a single prayer that God says, "Oh, that was just a little prayer." That you know, of that, oh no, I'm busy. You know, and, no, like this amazing God that is so big that we can't comprehend Him. He wants every single one of us to talk to Him. You know, and tell Him about His. About our day and to lift each other up. And I'm asking you if you guys would lift up KLC, especially this summer. We're new, we're gonna make mistakes. There's no doubt about it. I'm gonna make some monster mistakes. And we're gonna try to avoid those. I promise board members, we're gonna try. But those things are just bound to happen. It's camp, and that's one of the best things about camp. So if you guys would pray for us, like, we're going to be sending newsletters on a little bit later. We're trying to catch up on everything. And so if, later on, we're going to be asking for email addresses if you want to be part of getting more information about what our vision is for the next 5 years, for what we have planned even after camp is over in the fall. But we have lots of plans. And and this is, again, just it's building off of so many great people. Like Crazy Randy and Bossy Bonnie over there, you know, all the people that put some hard work into KLC to make it very special.
Yeah.
You have a whole lot of.
I'm good.
Okay. Well, that's it for us, Mr. John. Thank you guys so much for having us. It's been an amazing privilege. I really can't wait to actually meet you guys more in person. I'd love to hear more stories of KLC. I really want the knowledge, and we're just very, very privileged to be part of the KLC family.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both very much for sharing so openly, so personally, finding out that you're in your 40s. For some of us, that's a blur. For me, I had said to my wife, if we're having kids, I want them all to be had by the time I'm 40. And Davey came 17 days after I turned 40. So. Anyways, we thank you. Many camps has some financial challenges. We're not going to list them. But if you wish to know where you might be able to help out, either with volunteer labor or financially, you can speak to some of our board members. I recognize faces here. You can speak to them. You can speak to Joel or myself, and we'll be happy to let you know what some of the needs are. One of the great sacrifices that Shelley and Tim made, they literally committed themselves wholeheartedly to KLC. They sold off pretty well all that they owned. And so there have been in many...